Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Big issues, big guests. We love having U.S. Attorney Bill McSwain on the show. He'll be with us momentarily talking about this case in Philadelphia that's a poster child for lawlessness. Philadelphia Inquirer says, man accused in stabbing was deported. He was forced to leave the United States in 2009, also 2 years later. Jose Osorio Quino, accused of fatally stabbing his girlfriend in front of her children Christmas morning in Albany, has been charged with illegally reentering the country after having been deported twice. And here's where the breakdown comes, though. Bill McSwain and people like, well, I'll speak for myself. I say, logically, if this guy were kept out of the country, then this woman would be alive. That's all that you need to know about this. The Inquirer and others, the people they go to, though, immediately launch into all these defenses of why this isn't a big deal, essentially, that this man, as far as we know, was here illegally at least twice. We'll go through some of them with Bill McSwain. U.S. Attorney Bill McSwain with us back on Talk Radio 1210. Bill, welcome back. Thank you very much, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Dom. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, this is quite a workout, Bill, in this, and I wanted to go through each one of these. They go to you and they say McSwain has long decried Philadelphia's sanctuary city status. And then they start with both the DA's office and other people they find to take us through the defenses. And they say, essentially, what does this really have to do with this guy being here illegally?
Well, first of all, this is a terrible tragedy, but my position is that it is a preventable tragedy. And what it really boils down to is we have to set up the right incentives. We have to set up incentives for people to follow the law. And the problem with sanctuary city policies is that it incentivizes illegal immigration and, in fact, incentivizes people to come to places like Philadelphia, where they're told by the municipal government that they will be protected. And so as a result of that, a certain percentage of illegal aliens, when they come to Philadelphia, are going to, unfortunately, commit crimes. And occasionally, they're going to be the type of crimes like we saw here on Christmas. And the argument that the proponents and the apologists for sanctuary cities make is, well, illegal aliens don't commit crimes in a greater percentage or at a greater rate than citizens. And I have a very simple answer to that argument. My answer is, who cares? You're missing the entire point, because every crime committed by an illegal alien is a crime that shouldn't have ever been allowed to occur.
Well, that's exactly right, Bill. And it's, to me, it's a fool's admission, you're right, too. Aside from that's the big hurdle right there they have to get over. Why would we go down that? It's unknowable almost. But my sense is that people that are here illegally are committing identity theft and things of that nature to get by. So even that, I doubt. The DA's office then launches into the next angle of attack on guys like you when you bring up this didn't have to happen, which is, isn't it better that people that are undocumented are not under scrutiny, because this way they'll report crimes when they happen to the police?
Well, first of all, I think what builds trust between the community and police is when the community knows that the police and law enforcement aren't going to play favorites. And when you have a sanctuary city jurisdiction, sanctuary city policies, you're basically saying that law enforcement is going to play favorites. A certain group of people, illegal aliens, aren't going to have to follow the law. We're not going to enforce immigration law, whereas everybody else has to follow the law. So I disagree with that argument that sanctuary policies build trust in the community. But again, it goes back to the baseline fundamental point about setting up the right incentives. Responsible policymaking involves setting up incentives for people to follow the law and setting up disincentives for people to break the law. And you know what happens when you do that? You know, when you actually set up incentives for people to follow the law, like, brace yourself for this, Dom, okay? People actually do follow the law. And when you set up incentives for people to break the law, guess what happens? They break the law. So this is the wrong approach for the city to take in general, and unfortunately, it leads to illegal immigrants coming to our city. And things like we've seen with this individual, Mr. Osorio Quino, unfortunately accused of murder.
Exactly. The new police commissioner, I don't know if you've had conversations, but I know those are private, but overall has kind of a mixed record. So I'm trying to keep hope out there. She has allied with ICE at various times in her career, as far as I can tell, and at other times not so much. That would really be a jolt in Philadelphia, this handpicked police commissioner, if she actually does the right thing and makes it easier for the police and ICE to cooperate with each other.
Well, we'll have to wait and see what her specific positions are. But in general, I'm optimistic. I am looking forward to her being here. I believe she's starting on February 10th. I think she's going to have a lot of goodwill at first, and she's going to get a honeymoon period, or I hope she gets a honeymoon period. And she will be given the opportunity also just to learn about Philadelphia and meet all the players. And she doesn't have experience in this city, but she brings a lot of experience from other cities with her. And so I'm certainly going to do my best to roll out the red carpet for her and invite her to my office and link her up with key federal leaders and do everything we can to support her, because we support the police. And I think that the Philadelphia Police Department has done a heroic job under very difficult circumstances. And I have high hopes for Chief Outlaw. I'm going to do everything I can to help her succeed.
John McNesby says the same thing, so I'm heartened by that. Now, this outbreak of violence, I don't know if I chalk it up to, in Philadelphia, overall violence, killings and shootings and stabbings, to the balmy weather that we have. You know, police, some police family bills say when that happens, particularly in this period of time, maybe more activity, more people out there. But it should be shocking in Philadelphia, and yet in Larry Krasner's Philadelphia, it's marginally shocking to people, including the Rittenhouse Square. I mean, a place where usually when that happens there, that stabbing, that sets off the alarms. What's your take on this spate of violence we're seeing at the beginning of the year?
Well, I think that everybody is very concerned about it. You're right in the sense that sometimes there is a callousness, or people just shrug their shoulders and say, well, this is just the way it is in Philadelphia. But I think that there is a real awareness that, especially in the last 2 years, especially under the Krasner regime and all of the things that come with it, that all of our important crime metrics have been going in the wrong direction. And this is in the larger context of crime going down and violent crime going down and murders going down nationwide and in most other big cities. So people are focused on the Krasner effect and focused on trying to do something about it. And I'm certainly going to have some candid conversations with Chief Outlaw, again, to do everything I can to support her, because we have to do something more about the wrong trends in Philadelphia.
Well, I'm very heartened to hear that. John McNesby told us he had an hour meet with her when she was anointed a new commissioner, and speaks well of her. So I'm going to have a wait and see outlook, because she's kind of an iconoclast, Bill, in the sense, I think, that she makes her own way, you know, not fully who I might want as commissioner, but there's a lot there where she may not. And she might have the ability in a honeymoon period to push back against this and to call some of this out and to talk about how difficult it is to motivate police when they're afraid they're more the target of Krasner than a lot of criminals.
She has a lot of experience, and she has, from what I can understand about her background and what I've read about and talked to others, she has what I think is a healthy no-nonsense streak to her. And I hope that she indulges that. And I hope that she comes in and is true to her principles and does what she thinks is right. I have a feeling that she is going to do that. And so, again, I'm going to do all I can to support her. And there's lots of things that we can do on the federal level to partner with the local authorities. But again, it has to be done in the context of people realizing that the Krasner experiment, for lack of a better term, has failed. And that needs to be something that everyone pushes back on.
Absolutely. Bill, thank you very much. Again, thanks for joining us at the Feast of the Seven Fishes. It was a great night with you. And thanks for coming on the show again.
Yeah, that was terrific. Thanks again, Dom. Take care.
There is Bill McSween, bye-bye, who is the U.S. attorney in Philadelphia and eight counties across the area.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.